KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Ilembe District Mayor Thobani Shandu says they will not be intimidated in their mission to deliver services after construction material for a major water project in Ndwedwe was destroyed. A fire broke out this morning at the Mthombeni bus stop site, damaging material including 29 bulk water pipes. The 68 million rand project was set to be completed next month. Shandu says preliminary inspections suggest the fire was not caused by natural factors.
This is not just an attack on infrastructure. It's an attack on the dignity and the rights of people who've waited too long for reliable access to clean water. The contractor and project management team must go open a criminal case itself and escalate the matter to the specialized crimes unit. We remain committed to delivering services and will ensure those responsible are brought to justice.
The flood victims who were kicked out of a Durban hotel after the KZN government failed to pay for their stay have been moved to another shelter. The group of more than 100 men, women and children were evicted from the Bayside Hotel on Wednesday morning due to delayed payment by the Provincial Human Settlements Department. They slept on the cold pavements outside the building that night. KZN Human Settlements says the group has now been moved to Umbilo. Spokesperson Ndabezi Ntlesibiya says the department's planned to start building houses for flood victims are being stifled.
It's also important to indicate that the not in my backyard syndrome has really created problems for us, because we should have started the construction of houses in the state-owned land that we planned to build houses. We had planned to start the construction of houses in Shallcross, for instance, on the 1st of November. The contractor was chased away.
Officials are expected to share more updates on Sunday on accommodation for flood victims. In the U.S., Donald Trump is heading to Texas to witness the devastation caused by last week's deadly floods. More than 100 people, including children who were at summer camp, were killed. Dozens of people are still missing. Trump's visit comes as his government's response faces intense scrutiny.
It's a horrible thing, a horrible thing. Nobody can even believe it, such a thing. That much water that fast. Without a dam break, you'd think a dam would have to break to have it. So it's a terrible thing, but we're going to be there with some of the great families.
And back home, the Gift of the Givers has thrown its support behind KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, who made damning allegations of corruption and political interference within the SAPS. The organization's founder, Imtiaz Suleiman, says he met with Mkhwanazi for tea today. He says he told Mkhwanazi that South Africa is behind him.
He is a leader who stands out clearly, who defies ministers, senior management, challenges their own systems, looks out rooting out corruption across the different branches of the criminal justice system, ready and willing to take on criminals and syndicates, putting his life and the life of his family at risk. But this is a model cop.
President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to address the nation on Sunday on these developments. Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 14, Richards Bay 20. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.